Introduction. Raging thunder, crackling lightning, and ferocious winds have followed me throughout my life. And I'm not just talking about high-energy weather disturbances, but the abuse that drove me to alcohol by age 4, cigarettes by age 6, weed and pills a few years later, and the raging storms inside my body. Epilepsy, migraines, paralysis, and bulimia. Those storms ravaged me, left marks deep inside me, until I figured out how to use them to scour myself clean and turn their energy toward my own healing. I learned to give voice to the truths of the thunder and lightning within my body and spirit. Now I understand that some of my gifts are to induce cataclysm and to be a truth speaker, someone who is committed to speaking about difficult and hidden things, to revealing the beauty in the world in order to teach and heal. In seeking to heal myself, I had to first learn to surf all that violent, chaotic energy in my own life. I discovered that I was a pathfinder to other people's truths, that I could help them navigate the storms in their lives and seek a way out of pain. My soul's work is to guide other people through dramatic transformations. My quest for the teachers and the tools that would help me on my path has taken me to the great masters of India, to caves in the Himalayas, and to Native American medicine circles. To see whether the wild promises held true, I sought out and mastered nearly every advanced, freaky, esoteric practice the ancient sutras and the healing arts had to offer. I have no loyalty to concepts that aren't true for me. Although I studied yoga with BKS Iyengar himself, the most important lesson I learned from him was to disobey the dictator if you don't find a man's character congruent with his teachings. I learned more about true healing and wisdom from a humble woman who ministered to the poor of India, and from that country's sadhus, the wild and saintly women and men, than I did from people with